Clyde wants the grits, so he's going to inherit those. And, oh, this looks good, doesn't it? Okay. My daughter bought me this shirt, TJ Maxx, $14. The sweat was free, however. Are you warm or is it just me?
It's you.
Me, okay. Well, you should be up there. The lights are just terrible. Plus, that projector kicks off a lot of heat. UW graduate student in physics, Valerie Plaus? Plans? Plaus. Originally from Newmarket, Ontario. And where are you? Okay, I'll come to you if you won't come to me. That's all. That works for me. Graduate student in physics. Where are you? There she is. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you in graduate school right now?
Yes.
So is this the last year for it?
No, I'm in the finishing my third year of five.
Third year of five? And is that normal?
Yes. Yes.
5 years?
5 years.
So 6 years undergrad and 5 years grad.
4 years undergrad.
No, it's six is what I heard. That's what my daughter tells me. And what is your specialty in physics?
High energy theoretical particle physics.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite kind. So you're like at those accelerators and stuff?
My friends are. I do the math.
You do the math, so you don't get to go to see the actual particles being accelerated?
No, I don't.
Don't you ever wonder what that looks like when it actually happens?
Yes, I do.
So you don't get to go to CERN or someplace?
Nope.
Did you ask? Maybe it's in your contract.
We don't have that much money.
You're strictly theoretical?
Yep.
Is that all right with you?
Yes.
It is?
Yep.
It's not the glamorous part of the whole high acceleration particle physics thing.
But it's fun.
Yeah, okay, well, that's cool. Math is a good thing. And then so when you're done with this final 3 or 4 or 5 years, then what do you do for a living?
Ideally, I'd like to teach undergraduates physics.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. Very nice to meet you. Anything you want to know from me?
I wanted to ask how you got the show started, but you sort of answered some of that for
me.
Yes,
I don't want to go through the entire slideshow and my life as we know it, but thank you, dear, and good luck to you. Very nice to meet you. And how are we doing time-wise?
We're getting close.
We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. Before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in that quiz. To that extent, who do I get? Yes. Can I get you to stand up here? Hi, Deb. And you are?
Kathy Hurd.
Kathy, you want to do the honors?
You bet.
Okay. Hold it. You can do it yourself.
The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. 50 years, and then we'll talk. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the phones, office phones, trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very well done. Thank you. You can keep that absolutely no charge. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. This is a chance to make up for all the undergraduate work you did here and maybe get some credit for it. Well, I don't know. You seem to need it more than most. There is something needful about you. This gentleman here, it seemed to be maybe a little too important to you.
I said, well, I was going to say I flew from Hong Kong to do the show.
And you are?
Andy Shirovsky.
Andy Shirovsky?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Where are you from originally, Andy?
I was born in Milwaukee. My parents live in Lake Mills and flew back here for a wedding that I'm going to tomorrow. My niece.
Okay. And you flew back from?
Hong Kong.
You did. I thought you were. Andy, because I know you're a joker, Andy.
No.
Never know when you're serious.
Yeah.
One good reason, Andy, you should play this quiz.
I think I just gave them all to you.
I'm satisfied. I don't know what I was thinking of. Have a seat there if you would, Andy Shirovsky. Have a seat right down there. Grace Arnagahai. Fat Angelo's in Hong Kong.
That's
you
right.
Have an Italian restaurant in Hong Kong.
Yeah, got a couple of them.
How does that work?
Pretty much like they do here.
No, but I mean, is it considered trendy?
No,
Fat Angelo's?
No, very kind of family, you know.
Yeah.
middle of the road.
Are there a lot of Italian families in Hong Kong?
No. No, yeah. But the ones that do come to our place.
And Sharofsky, obviously, is an Italian name,
absolutely.
So you have a good background.
Yes.
Fat Angelo's in... How did you happen to get into an Italian restaurant, starting an Italian restaurant in Hong Kong?
Well, I kind of grew up there. I moved there when I was 10. You did? Dad was a missionary.
Really?
Lutheran missionary. Yeah. And I kind of... The acorn never falls far from the tree. So I started saloons. Started working in bars.
Well, and, there's ministry, and then there's ministry, right?
And eventually, work in a restaurant is what you do while you're looking for something better to happen, and eventually took over my life. And about 10 years ago, a couple of buddies and myself started this place. And
have you brought the salad bar too?
We didn't try the salad bar. I think that concept kind of died in Hong Kong a long time ago with Pizza Hut.
Oh, so, Pizza Hut killed
them
off.
They tried that there, and it just
was it the sneeze guard that probably threw them off?
Yeah, it was a free-for-all.
Because you keep trying to get your fork through.
Something like that, yeah.
And there's this, it's a hard concept to explain if you don't grow up with it.
Yeah, we have plenty of salad, but we don't have it in bar form.
Yeah, and do the Chinese in general like Italian food?
Fantastic. I mean, it's pretty much just where did it come from?
Marco Polo.
That's right. So the theory goes. I'm not sure about that.
I don't think it's true, but it makes a good story.
Somebody said it could have gone the other way, actually. Yeah, he might have taken it there.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the wedding is tomorrow? And
tomorrow, yeah. My niece, Alex, and her fiancé, Kent.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know how this quiz works?
I'm a loyal podcast listener.
You are?
My mom managed to get me tickets, which kind of swung the balance for whether I was going to fly back for the wedding or not. the tickets to this show, my Aunt Nancy came along as my date.
Oh,
everyone else is at the rehearsal dinner tonight.
Where's Nancy?
The road there, waiting out there.
Oh, hi. How are you? Okay. Well, fantastic. Someone out there plays along with you. How do they do that?
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
All right. This was, going back to 1985 when all this started, the best movie of 1985. Listen to this. I'm not kidding you. This was the best movie of 1985, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the folks on the phone already here. Charles is on from Duluth, Minnesota. Hey, Charles. How are you?
Happy Friday the 13th there.
Yeah.
All right.
How's your evening going so far, Charles? Pretty good? Sounds like.
So far, so good.
Do you know what movie that was in 1985?
Oh, I think that's from the soundtrack of Back to the Future.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the one. That was another big one that year, but that wasn't it.
Okay.
Thanks, Charles. Claire's on the line from Madison. Hey, Claire.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great.
What about this weather, though, hey?
Oh, it was a pretty rainy day. We were staying inside a lot and went down to the basement once.
Yeah, but the basement's flooded, so that's not a good idea either. There's really no solution to this weather. Claire, you heard the soundtrack from that's from the best movie of 1985. Do you know what it was?
Best movie of 1985.
The Giggling?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure? No, that's probably a personal favorite, but that's not this particular. It won Best Picture. It won the Oscar for Best Picture. Pee-wee
won the
didn't.
Oscar for Best Picture.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we got to go now. You can keep trying, but we got to go. Okay, sorry. Luther's on the line from La Crosse. Hey, Luther.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, I was on the show.
Oh, yeah. Luther, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I don't think you can play again. It's too soon.
Oh, darn it.
Nice talking to you, though.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, bye. He was a real nice guy, but he was
a very
nice
guy.
Jim, you know the
2 weeks,
rules.
2 weeks, right.
You want to state that rule, Jim, just in...
If you've won within the last 2 weeks.
Here's Bob from La Crescent, Minnesota.
Try it again.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
No, that's not it either.
Hey, anyway, congratulations. Yeah. I just wanted to say that. Thanks.
Oh, thanks very much, Bob. Very nice of you. In Portland, Oregon. Let's see. Yeah, that goes there. It is. Joan, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear the giggling?
I heard the giggling.
Yeah. What movie was that? Best
that
picture.
That was Amadeus.
Amadeus. Tom Hulce in the most annoying role ever on the screen, I think. For my money, anyway. And how are things there in Portland, Joan?
Things are good in Portland.
Yeah, well, excellent, excellent. And this is Andy here. He runs an Italian restaurant in Hong Kong.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Andy.
What, nice. what,
I was just saying, nice to meet you.
Yeah, no, go
you
ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's your show.
No, go ahead.
Is it raining in Portland, Joan? It's raining like
get cats your own
and
show.
So thank you.
What's the matter? So, Joan, is it raining in Portland, or what's going on there?
It only rains here 11 months a year.
Weather-wise, liquid sunshine, I know what they call. Joan, what field are you in out there?
I'm in a big field of grass.
All right. Well, could you send me some parcel post and send it to Jim Packard, and then I'll just pick it up.
Okay, it's a deal.
Joan and Andy, you two are a team right now. You collaborate on this, and Jim Packard, what do they collaborate on?
Categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Joan, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, could be anything. What do Charles Lindbergh, Dick Cheney, and Howard Feldman all have in common? It has something to do with where we're broadcasting this show from, I'll tell you that much, which is the University of Wisconsin, Madison.
They all went to the University of Wisconsin, Madison.
Well, I don't know, Andy, you agree with that? That's
Couldn't
kind
hear,
of a
sorry.
Leap of faith.
What did she say?
She said that Charles Lindbergh, Dick Cheney, and Howard Feldman all went to the University of Wisconsin.
I think that's a pretty good guess.
Yes, that's right.
Go with
that's
that.
Exactly
yeah.
right. And Eudora Welty. I would have got her in there, but I had to stick Howard in there because he gets hurt if I don't mention him once a show.
One right, no wrong.
Okay, very good. Okay, you're on the road to success here. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, school, or science?
Andy?
How about places?
Places it is. Here it is. When a badger goes overseas, it's likely to be to one of the following places. Is it the UP? Italy or Australia? Favorite place, you know, if, you know, if we're going to go somewhere.
Well, I don't think...
Like Wisconsin Badger.
Over a lake wouldn't be overseas, so...
Yeah.
Joan? Well, you think Italy?
The UP is actually attached, isn't it? You really have to go over the lake. You're going the long way.
I'm thinking
Which
Italy.
Which would make it overseas, I guess. What? Italy?
I'm thinking Italy.
Italy? Yeah, I'll go with Italy.
Italy is right,
oh,
yes. Number
go.
One.
Well,
Australia
well done,
number
huh?
two and Ireland number three. Because we get around through there.
Two right, no wrong.
Very good. This is good. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, school, or science?
Joan, what would you like?
Science.
Science it is. All right, then. Among cotton top tamarinds, which are being studied here at the University of Wisconsin, couples, we're talking about tamarind, cotton top tamarind couples. When one is cuddly and groomy, cuddly-groomy type, does the other one tend to be? These are couples now of tamarinds.
Oh, if you're one's cuddly and groomy, boy, the other one better be.
Yeah, I think so. The little monkeys. Tamarinds.
Tamarinds. Cotton tops. The real cute little ones. Yeah. So you're saying yes? This is being studied here at the University of Wisconsin Primate Research Center.
I'm going to say yes, Joan.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Congratulations. Yeah. Whoa, that was too easy. Somebody stole my bell. This cowbell does not do it for me. Not in the least.
It's not the right
Jim,
one.
Jim, they have won.
They've won. Uh-oh. They can stop, take a prize, or they can go on and try for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions correctly from our three remaining categories. If they miss either one of those, they're going to have to take their finals over again.
Okay.
Oh.
Joan, it's the 25th anniversary. We better go for it, I think.
Yeah.
We better go for it.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
They're going
All
for
right.
it. We like to see that in contestants.
Current events, people, or places?
Okay. So is it back to you, Andy?
How about people?
People, okay. Are there a lot of Italian restaurants in Hong Kong?
Yeah, too many. Yeah.
There aren't really a lot.
A lot of competition, yeah.
You got to have something different there.
Yeah.
Salad bar, I
Do
thought.
You serve that spaghetti with chopsticks?
Well, we have them on hand if people ask, just like forks here, you know, in Chinese restaurants.
You get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah, no.
I'm so glad I didn't say that because you must hear that all the time. Badgers. Well, once again, badgers here are most frustrated waiting in one of the following situations. Is it in a deer stand, at the doctor's, or for their wives?
Oh, man.
Badgers, Wisconsinites, if you prefer,
right.
are most frustrated while waiting, in a deer stand, at the doctor's, or for their wives. That's what they tell us.
Joe and I think wives is kind of...
Wives?
That'd be a little controversial, wouldn't you think?
Would be, but...
Yeah, maybe for the
Do we want to go there, really? I don't know.
I don't know. Probably,
Probably at the doctor, don't you think, Andy?
Well, yeah, thinking about it, the wives just thrown their in there to be controversial.
Yeah,
so doctor's office.
I'm always pushing the envelope.
Doctor's office, I think. Yeah.
At the doctor's office, yes, 53% say they are most frustrated while waiting at the doctor's office. That would be
four right, no wrong.
Thank you, Jim. And that means one more will take it, huh?
Current events or school?
Current events or school? You say okay, Joan.
School,
all right. Something should have learned had been paying attention. The best laid schemes of mice and men, A, aft gang aglay, B, gang aft aglay, or C, I can't even read that one. So let's say A or B, aft gang aglay or gang aft aglay.
Jonah, it's the first one.
Commonly misconceived. Conceived.
I've read the book many times.
Misquoted.
Okay.
It's not the book.
Often misquoted.
But
almost every time that people get it wrong.
Robbie Burns, right?
Robbie Burns, to a mouse.
Aft go aglay.
Or gang aft aglay, or this one I can't read.
It's the first one.
Or gang aft aglay.
You really?
Gang aft aglay.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll go with gang aft aglay.
No, I'm not saying you should do that. You can if you want to, Andy.
I'm pretty sure it's aft aglay, the first one.
Okay. What are you sure of, Joan?
Well, I'm not sure of anything. I think maybe it might be the third one.
The one you didn't
read?
Yeah,
I have no idea. Can you read that? No, never mind. I didn't see the answer.
Yeah,
no. So you're saying gang afterglay?
Yeah.
Well,
yes, gang afterglay.
That,
that is exactly right. Because you're not going
to
lose it at this point. Let's face it. Boy, I hate that cowbell. What have they won, Jim?
Well, Joan, you've won the official genuine poop on you toilet seat from America's Mustard College, where they say, who needs Harvard? Who needs Yale at poop on you? You'll never fail. It comes with a college cap and pennant from the National Mustard Museum, newly relocated to Middleton, Wisconsin. And come on along, take the gang out to eat at Dottie Dumpling's Dowry near the UW campus in downtown Madison. Andy, you'll be heading for the north woods of Wisconsin to Dillman's Bay, a nostalgic resort on the shores of White Sand Lake near Lac de Flambeau for a white night stay, plus a pontoon boat ride and cocktail from Dillman's Bay Resort and Workshops, family run since 1934. And then when you're back in Madison, dine at Portobello, serving fine Italian cuisine near the UW campus since 1968.
Chopsticks available.
And each of you will receive a miniature of the distinctive Union Terrace chair from the Wisconsin Union Terrace Essential Store.
Cool.
You'll turn heads wearing the What Do You Know Silver Jubilee baseball shirt in white with red stripes, featuring the familiar logos and the number 25, along with a What Do You Know Silver Jubilee anniversary quarter, a Jubilee patch depicting the Feldman quarter to sew on your rucksack, and the fantastic First 25 of the Hardest, a 2-CD compilation of interviews, quizzes, memos, and unbridled hilarity from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Congratulations.
Unbridled.